two, Miles. Ooh. Miles with the puck trying to get a shot off. Great defense being played by Boyle. Held in by Leonard. Boyle still playing good defense over there, making them earn every inch. Sent in deep by Miles behind the goalie. Thumbsell trying to clear the zone, and they do. Leonard with the puck on his stick back there. Teleski trying to apply some pressure. Miles corrals it and sends it back. Zimmerman now with the puck for Thumbsell. He's going to send it back around the boards, but it's going to be held in. Fitzpatrick doesn't quite get the handle on it. Schistler tries to send it in, but it's coming back, and Boyle's going to dump it deep, but that's going to go the distance, and we're going to come back with an icing call.
Haven't mentioned Mason Ramsey's name very much lately.
Well, when he gets the puck, there's three purple jerseys on him, so it's really kind of hard, you know, really kind of hard to do anything. But the other, I think what North Star needs to do is they need to get people open when there's three players on them. There's got to be players open.
Here we are, set up top shot by Geiger. That's going to be deflected wide. Leonard tries to keep it in, trying to create that scoring opportunity. Mergis now. Mergis coming back. Mergis and Teleski kicks it forward. That's going to be intercepted and brought back. Miles with the puck for North Star, trying to get a shot off. He's got it. He's going to get a shot off. No, he's not. It's going to be deflected wide. Fitzpatrick has it. Back to Miles. Miles tries a centering pass. Teleski gets in the way. Puck gets cleared back out into the neutral zone. Geiger sends it forward. But Sosnowski is there to take care of it. Sosnowski sends it around the back of the net. We've got some bodies on the puck. Trying to pin it. Ooh, centering pass. Sosnowski's going to chase it down in the corner. Sosnowski with the puck looking for somebody to hit a breakout. Nobody's there. He's going to go back into the neutral zone. Leonard with the puck. Now McMinn for Thumbsell, taking it back into the zone. He gets tripped up. Loses his stick, pucks back into the neutral zone. Boyle with the puck in her defensive zone. She sends it back into the neutral zone. Here comes Leonard. Leonard gets tripped up. Bodies all over the place right now.
Nice.
Here comes Sosnowski. Sosnowski tries to get the shot off, but good defense by Leonard. Didn't allow him to actually take the shot. Here comes North Star. North Star, they've got the numbers. It is Ramsey. He's going to fire the shot. Great defense by McMinn. Does not allow him to shoot it, but he rings it around. Centering pass to Geiger. Geiger fires it. Deflected by Mergis. Pulaski, centering pass. That one's deflected by the defense. Puck back up top. Here's Geiger. Geiger sends it in deep. It's deflected. Boyle's going to play it in the corner. Thumbsell trying to get it out. Ramsey with the puck behind the net, waiting to do something. There's Pulaski. Now it's sent around the boards by Thumbsell, held in by Geiger. Pins it up against the board, sends it back in deep. Thumbsell struggling to get it out. Mellendorf gets it out of the zone, and Tulaski's got it. But he's going to lose it to Schistler. Schistler bats it down into his own corner, sends it around behind the net to Pulaski. Puck comes back out into the neutral zone, intercepted in the neutral zone by Thumbsell. Cruz is going to send it in deep. It would have been icing, but it just must have nicked the body of Geiger. Geiger centers it. And here comes Ramsey. Ramsey's got numbers. 3-on-2. Ramsey with the puck. A nice move. Great defense, though, and Ramsey's unable to get the shot off. Great defense by Thumbsell. Schistler keeps it in. Back on the stick of Ramsey. Here comes Ramsey. Backhand saved by Horetsky.
Wow. It's 9.7 seconds left in the overtime, too.
Right into the chest. It was a great move to get there. And, you know, the ice is kind of opening up for Ramsey right now. He's getting some open ice to skate in, and he's getting to the net. So,
yeah, a couple phenomenal defensive plays, though, by those Thumbsell defenders, not allowing him to shoot the puck the way he wanted. Puck back in the neutral zone. Mergis is going to send it, and that's going to do it. And
five minutes goes fast.
We're going to go into a third overtime in this one. This is a good one. 3-3.
OT2 is over. You're listening to WLEW-FM broadcasting from Bad Axe, Michigan. 3-3. Still the score. Back in a minute after this media timeout.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Pulowski Drain Cleaning in downtown Bad Axe is a proud supporter of the Huron County Ice Arena and the Silver Blade Hockey Tournament. Pulowski Drain Cleaning takes care of residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural. Pulowski Drain Cleaning specializes in field tile drainage, grease traps, frozen pipes, and root removals. Pulowski Drain Cleaning is licensed and insured and locally owned and operated. Call James Pulowski at Pulowski Drain Cleaning for your appointment today at 989-623-0094. That's 989-623-0094.
You're listening to Cruise 102.1 FM. It is overtime number three between Pee Wee teams Thumb Cellular and North Star Bank in this championship matchup.
And here we go. Overtime number three is underway. Puck's back in the neutral zone. We're going to see sudden death. Whoever scores first is going to win this one. North Star, if they're the ones that win, well, then the season is over. If Thumb Cell scores first and they win, we get to do this again tomorrow. Thumb Cell with the puck. They're getting it out of their zone. They're trying to get something started. It is Boyle with the puck. It's hard to have that puck's bouncing all over the place right now. Nobody's really able to possess it very well. Tulaski had it, but he lost his stick. Picks up his stick and scoops that puck up just in time. He's going to send it deep, but there's nobody to send it to. Leonard with the puck. Fire! Shot by Mergis. And Cooper Glidden just got a pad out there in time. I don't think anybody in the building was expecting that shot to be able to be taken. Puck back in the Thumb Cell neutral zone. Miles with the puck, trying to get in there to a spot where he can shoot it, but instead it is cleared by Thumb Cell. Leonard with the puck, he sends it across ice, trying to hit Miles or Ramsey. It goes on to the to the stick of a Thumb Cell player, but down he goes.
It's like nobody can get clean to the net. It's so close. And it, you know, either the puck bounces over a stick or it.
And it's the ice is very snowy, and you know that that's kind of, it's not scooting along like it should. Looks like we have a penalty. I wasn't expecting that, but they're going to call it a trip, and they are sending Colin Fitzpatrick to the box for a trip on that one.
Usually the refs let stuff like that go.
And Landon Mergis went down pretty hard,
especially in overtime.
Snowy.
Thumb Cellular has scored on a power play earlier in this game. They're on the power play again here.
So with the man advantage, it's going to be Thumb Cell. Puck goes out of play into the benches. We're going to have another face-off right back where we started from. North Star Bank going from left to right. Thumb Cell from right to left. And North Star has the puck. Here comes Miles trying to make something happen. Zimmerman, though, corrals it, intercepts it. He's going to send it down to Tulaski. Tulaski plays it off the boards. Can't quite catch up to it before the defender. Cruz trying to keep it in. And North Star clears his own. Zimmerman digs it out. He sends it over to McMinn. McMinn drops it back to Boyle. Boyle skating it in, but that's going to be intercepted by Leonard. Here comes Leonard with a head of steam. Zimmerman, though, gets his body in the way. One ref waved it off. The other one had his hand up.
Well, we're going to be even strength here in a minute.
It's going to be even strength because Zimmerman's about to go to the box for interference. And
if I remember right, in the first period of this game, wasn't he involved in a little bit of a hit down here, too?
Oh yeah, that was no penalty. That was a good physical play he made down there. He's not a big kid, but he is willing to sacrifice his body for the cause, and that's what he did right there, because he got the worst of that one, but may have saved.